Hola, buenos días.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Y el coreano estoy practicando.
And I'm perfecting my Korean.
Soy el oficial eco.
Es el moderador, Jesús. Él va a intentar.
Jesús, the moderator, he's going to try with his permission, Mr. Santiago Cerugas' permission.
Filma, soy el oficial eco. Está ahora en el ingo de Google Translate. Decía que bueno.
I was just saying good morning. We saw the great Vázquez in the official section this morning. We have the director, Oscar Aymar. We've got the actor, Santiago Segura, Alex Angulo, Mercedes Llorens, and we've got the producers, Aibar, Miriam Porte, and Gerardo Herrero, and Oscar Aymar. First question, please.
Sí.
Su permiso y también para el.
A question for Santiago Segura, as well as for the director Santiago. You're going to be the Sylvester Stallone of Spanish cinema, first with Torrente, now with the great Vázquez, who may have a sequel, just like Spielberg's films. I like very much that we start the discussion with a very intelligent question like that. The truth is, yeah, the parallelism between Sylvester Stallone and me is quite clear. I'm glad that you've observed this yourself. And now for the director, ask him a question. Oscar Aybar, the great director and a great human being. It seemed to me that you've tried to see in Vázquez that person, shall we say, of the Spanish culture during the Franco period, a typical character of that time, and I think that the Bruguera publisher, the director of the publishing house, he was an intellectual in Spain during difficult times. Yes, that's the truth. Vázquez, who was a guy, was absolutely unique and will not probably be seen again. You see him, you learn about him when you're a child, and the best example was when I was a young person. When I was younger, as a person who didn't pay, he addressed the fact whether it was possible to study 5 years or to mortgage your life and not pay invoices. Vázquez destroyed my life, basically, at the end of the day. I admired him so much that he changed me. I think there are other characters in the film. The film talks about the character much more interesting in the comic strips in Spain. Most interesting character, but it's a marvelous person behind him, which are the Bruguera comic strips that a lot of generations in Spain have been badly or poorly educated. That is to say, how to make the authority ridicule and how to turn the family into and to be clumsy in the way that, and doing things this way in a haphazard way was the typical way that things were done in Spain. We not only had Vázquez and not only Ibáñez, the drawer of Mortadelo and Filemón, there was a great school, Penarroya, Contiti, Fred, etc. So therefore, it was the magical temple of the Bruguera talent. It was a trip back to that temple to tell a great story, which was the story of the great Vázquez.
Hola, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. Congratulations for the film. I think that you've surrounded yourself by the marvelous cast of the characters, not only Santiago, but also the rest of the characters are excellent. It's a very funny film. I would like to say, why were you interested in shooting the film? Because of his admiration. How did the idea emerge? Well, the idea emerged, I can say, that Santiago and I, we are human beings that we have trained ourselves, we basically educated ourselves in the 1990s. There were 10 magazines, and 30,000 copies were sold of these magazines. And in that world, in the handover of prizes, when everybody talked about the great Vázquez, that is, say, with the great legend of the comic strip world, or someone tried to improve the seven anecdotes, the seven best rip-offs, or, for example, that you've ever seen, or someone always told a story. This way, I used to fill in notebooks when I was a child. Nobody had the great idea to make this film. I would have to end up making it. So therefore, I think that Vázquez is like a legend, or an Arthurian, or, for example, a Homeric type of a hero, Santiago. What is there of Santiago in the character of Vázquez, and what have you learnt as of life in your life from Vázquez, a very interesting guy. In the character of Vázquez, of Santiago Segura is the face, because I didn't have another face to interpret, play the role. We've tried to fix up my face as well as we could. Well, as a character, he's totally contrary to me, because he's a guy, he's an acrobat, and he jumps over, he doesn't pay any attention to laws. I'm a very timid and very grey person, dull person, and I like to walk down a straight line, and I don't like to bother people around me. So therefore, what's marked Vázquez about me, the truth be said, was, and I'm saying this seriously now, we went to see, like Robert De Niro, we went to meet the children of Vázquez, his first wife, people who had worked with him, people who had met him, and that's when I started to get really worried. I said, this person really existed, I can't do anything. So therefore, apart from the strict supervision of Oscar Aybar, I tried to give a certain life without deforming him or making him look ridiculous or do something that may offend the memory of Vázquez. So therefore, I realized that Vázquez, for me, was the best or the most. For example, I always read his comic strips, and Uncle Vázquez, I learned that it was an autobiography of himself, I thought it was great. So therefore, people around him, obviously, it's black and white, that is to say. I saw the film by Peter Sellers, for example, which was produced by his son, a really nice guy, and they made him look really bad. I didn't want to see that. Vázquez also had very dark moments, and so therefore where he ripped off people and got thrown out of the house or evicted, for example. So therefore, but in turn, what changed me, and I said, well, okay, I said, that way he was, which I love very much, they say, he couldn't care less of what was happening, can bring about consequences, but there was nobody that talked about Vázquez. They were telling you that he'd ripped someone off and he'd been evicted because he hadn't returned some money that he'd borrowed, and you could see he was really worn out. He said, and Vázquez did this, that, and the other, and he was laughing. And I thought that was great, because things should be, you're ripping someone off, but you should do it in an artistic way. And that's what the figure of Vázquez have left it. So if you've got 20, 100 pesetas to lend me, please, I'll pick them up and I'm going to kiss you in the face. But Vázquez was a great guy. And I think it's important in life to try and be different and to try to be number one in your profession. Vázquez is a reference for Spanish history and cartoons, and he's a Velázquez of cartoon strip drawing. I know it rhymes a bit, Vázquez Velázquez. Hi. Given that the interviews are taking this line, I would like to ask you, you play the role of Vázquez, an artist, it's a bit bohemian who's liked by people, albeit he rips them off. Was it difficult for you to play that role? The truth is, as I just explained before, it was very difficult because, you know, I've got nothing to do with this. So therefore, I'm a very strict person, very educated in the Scolopean's school, and I've never done anything off the side. What do you think is going to be the best part? Vázquez? Well, there's so many. It's very difficult to choose. There are all of the ones that impressed us the most. The one I'm going around is how the guy sold, how to get money ahead to three times in the publishing house to get his father's funeral paid for. I'm thinking about doing that myself, actually. And the last question is for Santiago and Alex. Hi. Hi. In this festival, apart from your film, Alex de la Iglesia is going to receive an award. As you've worked with him, I would like you to give him a message or to ask a question, because I'm going to see him in a moment, and then I can tell him this on your behalf. Well, I think I would prefer to do it personally. Whatever I have to say, I'll probably say it personally as well. Excuse me for saying so, Santiago. I'm the president of our cinema academy. He inspires respect and kindness, and the truth is, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Do you think that Alex sees Siglo que Hiciste, the program that you work on? He's a guy who's busy. He's a guy who's busy. No, I'm referring, just like Agnes Shagula says, if there's any message, I don't think this is the best means for him to receive a message. So if you want to give him a message, Alex de la Iglesia, what is, to watch Sálvame or no? The other, another program on Spanish TV. No, Alex is in Toronto and now he's going to Austin. And he's receiving an award here, so therefore, if he's at home or busy or unemployed, but he see if he's unemployed, he's watching TV and he can see your program, but he's working all day long. So therefore, yeah, I see him because I'm a person who's always, I'm a man of leisure, but he's a hard worker. I see them all. Ask him. Ask me. What's just enough? Okay. No, no. I like to do I like to do a lot of zapping on TV, and I like your work as a reporter, as a way. By the way, no, that's true. I know that. Paula Pendes has just come back because in radio, she didn't like to get up early. So you do watch us. Yes, popular culture. I love pop culture. Popular culture. That's to say, I know what people want. I know. I want. They want sex and money. Okay, well, thank you very much. See you later. It's a pleasure.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, good morning. Hi. Hi, good morning. A question for Santiago Segura, because as we've gotten on an interview with him, well, I'm going to have to ask him. You're crying, crying, complaining again. Go to my room this evening. At 1 o'clock, I will give you your interview. At 1 a.m. this morning. Well, you know, the people in the press conferences, they're very harsh on us. Why didn't you give an interview to a Conchita Casanovas, one of my favorite interviewers? And the silver shells to the best actors in the last few years preferred to go with the you were given to Spanish actors. Would you like to receive... That trend is finished with me, no. To receive the award that they're you, Conchita, that's it. Now they give only the little shells or Conchita, it's a pun on words, and it's going to be given to a Korean. I've been told all of this has all been prepared. Oh, you know, these festivals, they go on dinner, the first dinner, they said, this is for this film, I don't know. I would love to win the shell, the gold, the silver shell, as the best actor, because I like to receive things. Oscar and Santiago, in any case, the commerciality is that healthy from a cinema standpoint, because in a movie, commerciality, for example, or a film can become commercial, is always quite suspect. What do you think about this? Well, as regards to saying something which is very boring from what Santiago says, Gran Vázquez, it's a privilege for me to be here with this film. It's a funny film, but it's done and made very seriously. That is, from the soundtrack and photography, it's asking something of the viewer. We're not looking for easy jokes. And because of all of this, we've been given an award while we're here. Being here, it's a luxury, a serious film festival with a comedy. We know that's practically a miracle to do so. And we take it as a great recognition to the work that has been carried out from the production all the way through all of the talent and all the people that have intervened in the film. And I would like to remind you that my big myths, my myths have been in the official section of San Sebastian, Dino Risio, Mario Moricelli, Vittorio Gassman, Mastroianni, the actor, which is very similar to the figure of Santiago Sirena, Stallone, Mastroianni, and myself. Stallone, Mastroianni, and myself, and then my answer. My question is, commercial is a word that turns me on. Let's say, it's not an insult. Well, that's how we talk about commercial cinema. I say, cinema that people are going to go and watch. They buy a ticket and they're going to watch it. So to make a quality film, and if it's commercially good in the box office, it's like winning the primitive lottery. So therefore, I've done the first film, a quality film, and now we hope that it's commercially viable, and we shouldn't feel bad about it. If no one goes to watch a film, it's a bit bad from a mood standpoint. That is to say, there are a lot of people, and we want people to go and see the film, and we know that's very difficult, and that's why being selected in this film festival is going to help us a lot, and I want to thank the selectors. I don't know who they are, but I want to send them all my best for having chosen us. Hi, good morning. The truth is, following this air of a jovial manner, my colleague from Santa, I get turned on with the vocational smooch than Sylvester Stallone. But then there's a question that I would like to ask you. You talk about, but I read some critique about the film in the good sense, that is to say, of talking about, they talked about the great link in the Bruguera publishing house. I don't think that was that hard or that harsh. I think it was quite precise to what happened. Was it closely knitted, or could that exist not because of censorship, but because of the a character like Vasquez? Could he exist nowadays, for example, given the way we live? Is irreparable, that is to say, Vasquez, as you say quite well. In the Bruguera publishing house, he was a ray of light. Everybody who worked there, he was a rebel, a personified a rebel. And there's something that has never taken place in the Spanish popular culture. In the baby boom of the 1960s, 7 publications a week with a total amount of 1 million copies of comic books. Therefore, the Rafael González, a person in charge of the School of Talent back then, he asked not only for you to be great, but also to produce a lot. So therefore, there were cartoon strip drawers like Ibáñez who adapted themselves well to the machine because they produced 20 pages a week. Vázquez created one great character, and then he disappeared for 4 months with a 16-year-old girl, and then they were always waiting for him. And therefore, they've compiled, we've had to... He was quite a rebel, as you could see. Copyright would take 20 years later for it to be heard in Spain, and he already talked about this. He was rebellious against contracts and the contracts that they had to sign. That's why I wanted to show that in the film. Not only that they sold any copyright, but you recognize that the character wasn't yours, but Mr. Bruguera's character. You had to sign a contract. Then there was a lot of conflict for the heirs, for the inheritance. They're still fighting over the legal issues for the rights. So Vázquez was against them. First time he went to jail, not because he didn't play hotels, because he sold the invoice or the bill to the publishing house. He said that person should be in debt with him because he was giving him his life and his talent, and he wasn't well paid. This was 1965 in Spain, so it was absolutely incredible what was happening. You were saying that you were in touch with children and the people who are the heirs of Mr. Vázquez. His wives, did they think everything that they were doing, did they think was funny? Were there any objections for this to be showed in a very important film? I think that's a very good question for Mercedes Llorens, who is the wife of the character in the film. Thank you, Oscar. Good morning. Can you hear me? Well, I don't know exactly what the wives felt. The family is glad like the film, at least the family that we know or I've personally met. The truth is that for a woman, it's very difficult to maintain a relationship of this nature. Do I think that what's good about a man, like what they like, is his charisma, and above all, at that time, the possibility that Manolo gives to Rosa, the possibility of living that way, living in a hotel, of having an apartment with a refrigerator or everything you may need, apart from the adventure of it all. It's something that's quite attractive. I think that Vázquez, there are quite a lot of Vázquez in life. There are a lot of them exist, and it's very difficult to deny them because one falls in love with them as a woman. And Rosa truly falls in love with him. She truly falls in love with him. And I think that the women truly fell in love with this man very passionately. But then, in the moment you've got a family, it's a situation of this can't be sustained, no matter how much love exists.
Santiago,
I thought it was quite correct what she said. The answer was quite correct to a very interesting question. As a man, I've sometimes felt myself in this dilemma. Why do women constantly fall in love with me, being footloose and fancy free? Because I give them all, basically. I give them everything I have, all my talent, my art, so therefore they feel very good. And then what's better? To have a life, I spend your whole life, the whole life eating at McDonald's, or one day eating at El Bulli? For example, when I talked to some of the family members, some of them felt like this, but there was an enormous admiration. I thought, well, gee, he was a bastard, but he was a nice bastard. So therefore, there are so many bad people and so many people that really rip you off, but at least they do it with a lot of grace and art, artistically. It's one of the interviews when we documented this, his first wife, the only one that was married via the church. They said, Imagine that Spain, the gray Spain with the guys with dressed in gray suits, and you met Vázquez, and Vázquez, you spent 3 months in luxury hotels without paying. It was emotion. It was great. He was like a hero, action hero. Then we had real life problems. It was much more difficult. But this woman confessed to us. It was quite a moving interview that she continued to be in love with him. She'd never been with another man, but he didn't want to see that son of a bitch again. So therefore, 40 years ago, I said, and if he comes back here, I'm not going to open the door to him. But she's still in love with him because he gave him life, years of anarchy and adventure, which are something incredible that she will never find or encounter again in life. And I think this is what emerges in the film, what Rosa lives and what this man offers to her, and then how difficult it is to sustain this. You've seen it inexplicable because it was interpreted, played by me, but the real character... It provoked this in women. Oscar, I've got a question. You've not accredited as a journalist. Yeah. Yes. The scene of the kiss, when you kiss, yes. That was horrible. That was... Why did we shoot that film? Because I didn't... Well, you left it out. No, everything had been told in that scene. It was a bit long, but it turned me on that you both kissed each other, and the truth be said, no. It's very difficult to explain this in this press conference, but because of the internal carpentry of the film, but it turned out very well. I'll use a heart in the... Well, the truth is that these people they had a longer role, but he's cut everything off. But in the director's cut, which will come out in Blu-ray, the entire role will be shown, and you will be able to admire it. That's why you'll understand why it's been cut out or edited out. I know that Oscar was suffering because it happens as you're a director. You want to tell absolutely everything, and you end up with a 140-minute film, and Gone with the Wind is not a film that people like to watch because it's too long. For it to be perfect and to fit in from the machine standpoint, you know, the director has got to make sacrifices. But he suffered quite a lot. No, I was just saying this to find out whether you'd done something between both of you. No. Hi, I would like to ask you about the tone of the film. It's a comedy, but it can also be a bit more, much more bitter. No, thank you. No. Bitter, I would have said. Oscar, if you want a bitter, to find another person, I would have said. I love comedies, so therefore I think life is very sad. So therefore, and albeit having said that, this is the most bitter comedy I've worked in, and it's inspired on life, and life is horrible because it's going to finish, so it's got a very unpleasant film. You're going to die. I'm telling you this just in case you didn't know. Now, all of us, don't laugh, but you're all going to die, as I said. So therefore, we've got to be here and enjoy. I think that Oscar made a very balanced film because, as I was saying, he's a character which had shades and brighter matches. But for example, I wouldn't have. It's the story of a worker in humor. He had a brilliant lie. He was very sharp. Every time he opened his mouth, he said something that was very bright. He was very intelligent. And I want to reflect this in the film, for example. Santiago has had to carry out an enormous amount of effort in his work. The tone of the film was, there's a look which is at the end of the day quite comical because he was a worker in humor, but it was cool. It was a lot of fun. We were laughing, not only what he said, but what he did. And in any case, we wanted to go further into depth into the character. We didn't want the film to be a succession of jokes by Vázquez. Now, I don't think Vázquez deserved this, so therefore the film goes a bit further, goes beyond this. He talks about his ups and downs that we've all had in life. I've used the character of Vázquez, and I've wanted to use it as a mirror that we can look at each other. We've got a Vázquez here, and we've got an angel on this other shoulder, or a Peláez, or a Mr. Peláez. And so therefore everything... I hope that with the film, I've confronted the character as a writer, scriptwriter. We see, look in the mirror, says, is it worthwhile going through this, waking up early in the morning, and so on and so forth. And in the case that you decide this is the case at the end of the film, I think that you might end up saying, what price are you going to have to pay for all of this? Because it's a price, I can assure you, quite a high price. And Vázquez is the maximum exponent of this. And you who have met him would have liked him. Yes, I'm convinced. In each frame of the film, I've asked myself this question because there's something marvelous. There's something far marvelous in this film. And as I say, the protagonist, Vázquez, wasn't a millionaire who fakes that he liked the script and left at North Santiago. And we loved it. We love the character, and we've done it with an enormous amount of respect. Vázquez carried out enormous effect for many years to construct a legend, to build a legend. It wasn't up to me to destroy his legend. Vázquez was with me in the directing, but his son, not only that, he was an assistant of mine in the film. He was always next to my father. Would never say that. He picked up a pen like this. He would pick up a pen like this. And it was great. When all of a sudden we finished the take and I looked at Manolito and he was saying, good work, Dad. He would say, good work, Dad. So it was quite moving. In any case, if you've missed a bit of more bitterness in the film, don't worry. In the festival, you're going to not have any problem. There are many more bitter films. If you want to get really depressed, you're not going to have any problem, dear friend. And last question, Ibáñez, why isn't he signing Ibáñez? Well, because I'm not doing documentary. I work with actors, so therefore these are people that are playing roles, characters. Ibáñez, John Ibáñez, who I also love, he's got enormous and irreputable talent. I didn't want to use a caricature of Ibáñez with the way he spoke. I wanted him to have an emotional background to penetrate a bit more into the character. That scene I see at the end, that I've looked for at the end, where you talk with very few words, but a lot of things are being said. They say, who has made it and why, one of the two. Ibáñez was useful in the story to look that feeling of that. And I wanted an actor. I wanted a super actor. I've had the luck in this film, apart from having Mercer. Three of the greatest films, actors, Alex Angulo, Enrique Villén, Imanol Solo, who are the three best supporting actors in Spanish cinema, and I've liked very much to work with them all.
Segura.
Santiago Segura, a moment ago you mentioned Vázquez. You said Vázquez was a kind or a nice kind of boss. Another Torrente in Argentina provokes a lot of fanatics in favor. I would like to ask you, in playing Vázquez, you thought at any moment the makeup of the character of Torrente. What can you talk about Torrente 4? Kun Agüero was talking about this yesterday. Torrente has a big difference with vis-a-vis Vázquez, because Torrente has no talent at all. So therefore, he lives ripping people off, but in a very miserable and very pathetic way. So therefore, I tried to separate myself as much as I could from the character of Torrente, especially to the thanks to the help of Oscar Eibar, who is a director who's quite demanding and quite rigorous, and which is the best thing that an actor can ask for. So therefore, in that sense, there's no problem that there's any similarities apart from the fact that of me, myself, and I. As an actor, I'd like to be able to choose a body to get into it to make a film, but this is the only body I've got. So therefore, I could make films that Brad Pitt makes, for example. And Kun Agüero, for example, the football player, as an actor, is very similar to Ibáñez. Hi, good morning. Congratulations for the film, Santiago. I would like to ask you, as regards to Torrente, how Belén Esteban, how did you do in the film, and Kiko Rivera, how are they doing in the? As Vázquez characters, that would have been perfect. The Hilda sisters and the Cebolleta family, obviously, I imagine the child. Do you think a comic strip could be made of them and upon you as well? No, life is a comic strip. There are bitter moments like this and happy moments like that we're going to spend later on at dinner. Do you have any type of actor, a talent as actor? Do you have a talent as a presenter or as a journalist? Well, they have as well. La Pantoja, did she call up what Sam was doing? Or if you asked her what, she asked me whether we're going to talk about the Gran Vacío, or you're going to be... pissing me off with these types of questions. I'm very sorry. No, listen. I like to talk about this, but It's my bosses that ask me these questions. Yeah, I know you're being told what to do, but imagine if you're making love to a woman, you say, hey, what are we going to have dinner? Where are we going to have dinner tomorrow? It's like a horrible coitus interruptus. No, I'm now talking about the Greg Vasquez, and it's going to be premiered on 24th of September, not in all films, but in 200-odd cinemas. So therefore, this is something I would be very interesting for people to know about, the Greg Vasquez now. But nevertheless, thank you very much for your interest, dear friend, and tell your bosses that it wasn't possible because I didn't want to collaborate with the questions you asked and answer them. For Gerardo Herrero, as of late, Gerardo, over here, I can't see you. Stand up, please. You're the Spanish producer that has worked in Spanish cinematography. Do you believe in festivals? Because as of late, I've seen you in almost all of them, but I see you with films that Santiago Segura does, like films that are Ibero-American or Latin American films, a bit dramatic, I'm very sorry to say. And now this incursion into a comedy with Santiago Segura, is this a new line of work or a new approach? Now, I like to make films. I share with Santiago the idea that we've got to make films thinking about the audience. They say festivals, cinema festivals, I think they're platforms to launch the films so that the films can be seen by the viewers through the marketing and through knowledge. But I wanted to make films. Last year, we presented The Secret of Her Eyes, which worked very well later, and we were fortunate enough for what happened with that film. That film, just like this film, what it's seeking is to find, seeking quality to talk about, tell stories, and to have possibilities from a commercial standpoint. We presented the film that we made with Alex de la Iglesia, which the same thing happens, for example. We want it to be a film that can have, that is successful from a popular standpoint. We have to struggle and defend, I believe, and fight for or in favor of, according to the different trends in cinema. And I like to make different types of films, and I like to use new directors and to make smaller budget or author-type films, to all of the Ken Loach-type films, for example, because I admire his work. Like, for example, when a film achieves that popular success in many countries, which is one of the objectives that we want to make from our producer, and not only make films for Spain, but also films that travel from an international standpoint that can be launched in different countries, in many countries. At the end of the day, that's the greatest joy that a producer can have. That's that we work in both directions. We want to make movies that people like and that are good quality and popular movies. I think festivals are a platform, and I'm not against different types of minority films or films that tell different stories. Sometimes I like them, and I like to make those types of films. But at the end of the day, I think there are too many people doing too much the same thing. So therefore, we more and more so are seeking that other line of making films. I wish Secret of Her Eyes or many Greg Vasquez films could come out. But we wanted to be dignified from a narrative standpoint, from what they're telling as a story, and to find an audience, to make films so that they're going to be watched by 5,000 people throughout the entire country, like happened with many of the films that last year were in competition in the official section in San Sebastian. I don't think that's the line of work that I want to carry out. I want to make films that many people go and see, and that can be premiered in many countries, that can be disseminated, and in turn have artistic values at the same time. And from what you've said, dear friend, I didn't say that I don't like Latin American cinema. I love good cinema. And a dramatic film, I love it just like a comic film. If it moves me, what I've said is I don't like to make them myself because I'm depressive. So therefore, I don't like to spend 3 months doing a drama film because I get depressed. So please don't take words out of my mouth that I've not said. All right, now that you've talked about Gerardo, Miriam, this is a question for Miriam. I know that you, like Gerardo, have experience in co-productions and internationally, and I want to ask you, as it's a film upon a character which is a very Spanish character, what strategy vis-a-vis distribution at an internationally do you have? Well, the truth is that, yes, I was thinking that it was a film that could be difficult for it to be sold internationally because it's a very local, national character, and it's a context, a political, social, historical context, which is quite only in Spain. So it might create difficulties. From what we know until now, such is not the case. It's being well received internationally, because at the end of the day, this it talks about a universal subject, or a universal issue and a character that many people can identify themselves with in any country of the world. So therefore, we'll see what will happen. Time will tell. But I think it can be projected internationally. I think it's working. Thank you.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
No hay más preguntas. Todo el mundo sabe.
No further question. Everyone satisfied? Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.